We're joined now by the driver of the number 41 Alpha Energy Solutions Ford, Ben Rhodes. We'll open it up for questions. Ben, can you just tell us a little bit about your run today?
Yeah, that was a little up and down. This track has changed so much since last year. It's really lost a lot more grip, and it's become a lot bumpier, more difficult to pass. And then with the new splitter rule, it's made it a little bit more difficult as well. So it's just been, it was an up and down race for us. We made a bad move in the beginning. The track went through this major swing. I actually almost thought I had a tire going down because I'd never seen a track go through such a swing from, you know, sunshine on the track to dark. And supposed to be gaining grip, but it just got really, really loose and then finally tightened back up. So I don't know if that was, you know, just the track, the age on the track or what it was, but it was definitely new to me. So we got ourselves a little behind, making an adjustment a little prematurely, I think. But we righted the ship. We came back from it. It's just good to finally have a good finish because we've been having probably the world's worst luck here lately. I thought I was going to get struck by lightning when thunderstorms started rolling through Louisville, Kentucky. Luckily, I didn't. But now it seems like things are finally just starting to go our way a little bit. It's very rewarding because our guys have been working so hard at Thor Sport Racing, 70, 80 hours a week, just, you know, 7 in the morning to 8, 9 at night at times. And, you know, I know it's rewarding for them. Our new pit crew we have on board, it's rewarding for them. And Ford, they've been helping us out a lot through these issues we've had and trying to figure out what's been going on. And very thankful for that, to help, you know, have their support to write our program.
One of the storylines going into tonight's race was the heat. How bad was it in the truck, and how did you fight that off?
You know, I think the sun going down helped me a lot. I'm not gonna lie, it was pretty hot, but the sun going down was a huge help. Just gave the track so much more grip, and I think helped overall improve the quality of the racing. Just because it's already such a slick racetrack, gaining a little bit of grip, I think really helped. I was excited too, just because I didn't have to sweat as bad. I'm drenched. I look like I jumped in a swimming pool, but it's refreshing as a driver, because I remember at Iowa, it was just all completely miserable inside the truck, just doing everything you could.
Brian Eberle, Motorsports Tribune. Ben, after your last three races, 16th, 17th, and 19th, when you restarted third there at the end, was it difficult not to think what else could possibly go wrong here?
Actually, I was thinking about trying to Vegas 2017. I was thinking about trying to pull down and make a pass and make it three wide and take the lead. But it was a little risky. I didn't quite get the restart that I wanted. And that was due in part because of the restart zone. John Hunter didn't get going as fast, and I couldn't pull out until the start-finish line, so I didn't time it quite correct, so I had to end up just pushing him, and we ended up pushing him all the way to the lead by turn one. Kind of unfortunate for me, because I was trying to use that momentum to my advantage and take the lead like Vegas. That worked out so well for us, but you know, I hate it for John Hunter. He didn't get the win. He had such a fast truck, but you know, it was an interesting race, very tempting. I thought about making it really interesting, but I thought better of it. We just needed a good finish tonight.
We'll go to Jess and then Chris Knight.
Jessica Revin of NASCAR.com. Ben, you know the playoffs are getting closer and closer, and you're kind of sitting right on that edge. And like you said, this is the best finish you guys have had in a very long time. So, you know, how important are days like this for you guys?
Really important, and it's not just for me. Like, you know, I'm actually disappointed because I don't have the win. You get second, you're like, man, that's the first loser. But and in all reality, it's just so good for morale. You know, you got to think bigger than just yourself. You got to think about your team. And seeing the smile on their faces when I got out of the truck, and just seeing how refreshing it was for them, and hearing them talk about it, that was rewarding for me. It felt like a win just to see the smiles on their faces. You know, just thinking about the big picture, the amount of hours they're putting in, thinking about Thor Sport and Duke Thors and Rhonda Thors and the opportunity we have here, everybody coming together from Ford. It helps everybody out. It just boosts the morale so much. And I've got my home track coming up, so this is awesome momentum. It's a huge storyline for me going into my home track, just being able to say, hey, we got second place, and now we're taking probably, I would say, my favorite truck, truck number 35, to my home track that I think should have a couple wins already.
Chris?
Yeah, Chris Knight, CatchFence.com. Ben, following up on that, you take the momentum from tonight's race to Kentucky Speedway, a place where you've had fast trucks in the past. What would it mean to keep the momentum rolling there and maybe get a win?
Oh, gosh. That's the million-dollar question. I don't even know how to answer it. I'd probably be absolutely speechless if we actually did get the win. Winning the stage last year before we wrecked out was big enough for me. I heard everybody that I met afterwards from my hometown that was there, and even just fans that are just from the area that I don't really know, or saying that everybody was getting up and leaving after that happened. It's just cool to see so much support from people around our area. We do so much. So much community involvement, so much work out in the community to try to just be involved around Louisville leading up to the race, this huge media tour. And it's just kind of cool to see that. I don't know if I could really put it into words because it's again, kind of like tonight, it's not just about myself. It's bigger than that. It's for all the people that are there. It's for our team and for my crew chief and our team. I know they feel more pressure for that race than they do at probably any of the others.
Lee?
Is there pressure on you since it's a home game?
It used to be. I figured out kind of how to take it off, honestly. It used to be. It used to be quite a bit. And I'll tell you, it would get exhausting, you know, trying to get in the truck. And there were so many people that want to talk to you because they're from that area. They all got hot passes. You know, they all figure out a way to get in there or all the events that we do. But I found ways now. I'm a veteran now, Lee. I've been around for a while. I'm almost as old as this guy. Just joking, Johnny. Care about you. I'm just. anyways, no, it's the pressure's there, but I figured out, I guess, now how to kind of deal with it.
And Eddie seemed disappointed with your qualifying effort, and he was like, he thought you should have won the pole. I mean, I guess that's just Eddie, but.
Yeah, he was. He's disappointed. It's not really about the effort today. It's just the fact that we qualified 21st or 24th at Daytona. We've qualified 14th, I think it was, at Atlanta. And we just haven't been qualifying good all year long. And we're trying to right that and make it better. And we're making improvements. You know, the gap from the pole at these mile and a halves has been closer and closer and closer. And the short tracks we're doing a great job at. We qualified, I think, 4th last week or 5th at Gateway. In a backup truck, I forget where we qualified, but it was up front in the backup truck. I think it was 4th. And, you know, we're – no, is it 9th? I qualified 9th tonight.
Oh.
Oh.
You were ahead of me last week in a backup truck.
Yeah, it wasn't a good weekend. But, yeah, he's just been frustrated with that. We all have. We're trying to get better, but, you know, we're making gains, but we just can't quite figure out what we need yet.
Any more questions for Ben? Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.